automating that care, automating that monitoring, and routing those notifications to the right individuals, to the right clinicians, and get to a lot of these patients before they grow critical.
Hi, this is Patty Enrada with HIMSS. I'm with Devesh Menawat, Director of Hospital Automation at Masimo. Welcome, Devesh.
Hi, Patty. Nice to be here.
Great. So today we're going to talk about hospital automation. So we keep hearing this buzz term, hospital automation. Can you give us some insight into what that really is and what it offers healthcare systems?
The way that we think about hospital automation at Masimo is really in three different folds. The first is really all about data acquisition. How can we get data from the patient, from the bedside, from the clinician, from different systems? How can we acquire all of that information? And that's certainly kind of the first fundamental principle of automating anything is capturing data and then aggregating that. And that's really step two, is aggregating that information, bringing it together from disparate sources, normalizing that, and then finally taking that information and making it actionable. So taking that data, moving it into applications, whether it is storing that and connecting that data, to analyzing that data, to providing that data on various different platforms. That's really what we think about when we think about kind of hospital automation and the way that works. Today, if you look at what's happening in the industry, the very fundamental of taking data from the bedside, connecting that into an EMR, is certainly a key component to hospital automation. And that's kind of a fundamental base level. But the next thing in automating and providing hospitals with more automation is really when you start to take that information and you start to make that actionable and give hospitalists and clinicians the ability to do more with that data. And it's all of these applications that can help automate certain processes in the hospital, reduce inefficiencies, and help really improve patient outcomes while reducing the cost of care.
So in terms of managing patient data in the hospital, what are the current limitations and how does hospital automation solve them?
You know, when we think about kind of limitations in the hospital, there's certainly a lot of challenges, particularly in managing patient data. One of the biggest challenges is often, you know, how manual certain processes are. If you think about different processes from capturing patient vital signs or taking that data and manually entering that now into an EMR record, or manually creating or calculating an early warning score. All of these processes are so manual and time and labor intensive, it creates a lot of limitations. And what we've done at Masimo is we've created a number of applications and solutions that can take all of this data and allow our clinicians to actually do a lot more with this and break free of some of those limitations. For example, we've built an entire medical device integration platform that connects all of this data and automatically transcribes that into the EMR and reduces down on time and transcription errors. We've created surveillance platforms. For example, we have a platform called Patient Safety Net. And this solution allows you to continuously monitor patients and monitor all the data coming from any of those, you know, connected third-party devices or first-party devices at the bedside, your pulse oximeters, your ventilators, any other device. It takes all of that data. It allows you to monitor that remotely from a surveillance station, helps you, you know, reduce the need to even go in and disturb your patient just to see their vital sign data, or, you know, reduce your need perhaps to gown up and use things like personal protective equipment just to go in and monitor your patient's information. That same information that we're capturing at the surveillance station, we automatically chart that into the electronic medical record, again, reducing the time and the transcription errors there. We can look at all that information and we can look at any alarm events that occur at the bedside and actually then route that alarm directly to the clinician. So this whole concept of having to really be, you know, vigilant and continuously look at your patient, imagine that whole process being automated. Imagine you've now got the ability to just be notified, prompted, actively prompted when your patient needs your help. And that's what we can do. We can route these alarms, we can route this information to a clinician's smartphone or pager or anywhere else. There's actually been studies where they've looked at this technology using Masimo pulse oximetry and Masimo's Patient Safety Net platform together, and they've actually been able to show a reduction in ICU bounce backs by about 50%. and rapid response team activations reduced by about 60%. And you know, what's really amazing is they saved money in doing this. They saved about $7 million on an annual basis just by reducing those ICU bounce backs.
Great. So without a single hospital automation vendor, you know, how are Biomed IT managing all these different devices, and what challenges are they currently facing, and what impact does it have on the medical team's ability to provide care?
It's a big problem. You know, there's a lot of different vendors out there today with various types of solutions, and there's different kinds of things that you should really look for when you're looking at really any of these types of hospital automation solutions. You know, first and foremost, you want to work with vendors that are absolutely open, that follow industry standards, such as, you know, IHE protocols or guidelines, and, you know, vendors that will not limit your access to data. You don't want to be stuck with someone who is going to control that data and either charge you or limit your ability to access that information. We believe in kind of the open flow of data. We really want everybody to have access to that. And that's going to be really important as new solutions and as, you know, advancements in data analytics continue to evolve. If your data is siloed in a single system, in a single vendor system, you're inherently limited in what you can do with that data. Imagine trying to make a decision without all the information in front of you, with just limited access to some of that information. We want, you know, all of our clinicians to be as informed as possible with as much information and the right information for the time right there available to them.
Sort of following up on that patient data being siloed, it seems problematic that patient data is siloed between different machines. So how does interoperability solve this problem?
Yeah, no, this is a big problem. You know, data gets stuck in these siloed systems. It gets stuck there. You can't pull it out. You can't compare it. You can't utilize that in your algorithms. You can't utilize that data for anything beyond its initial intent. And that becomes a big problem. We've seen everything from data being stored in not a uniform manner, meaning if you look at it in one system and you look at it in another system, they look different. This is something that we want to change. And I think if you think about data being stored in different units or under different names, that becomes very challenging for clinicians or really anyone in the hospital to interpret that information. Imagine having to, you know, context switch between various machines. It's almost as if you're using different computers all at once. We've actually gone out very intentionally and created, you know, software and system solutions that will actually take in data from these various sources, from these silos, and normalize that. It will actually bring that into a uniform standard, aggregate that, and even be able to do something as simple as displaying it on a single screen in a simple uniform manner to help visualize and really comprehend that information much more easily. And we've just seen, you know, such a tremendous feedback from the market in this, you know, and this whole notion of data being stuck in one system is going to go away. We have to eliminate that.
Great. And following on that theme, you know, if interoperability is key to making patient data accessible and centralized, how can a healthcare system ensure they're picking the right connectivity partner?
In picking the right connectivity partner, again, you know, focus on those partners that have an open platform that allow you to access data, that allow you to do more with your data. And really look at those that offer a very flexible platform. For example, you know, at Masimo, our automation platform allows you to do a number of different things, but you certainly don't have to subscribe to all of them. You can pick and choose the applications or just the aspects of that platform that make sense to you, that make sense to your hospital, that make sense to your needs. That's where we want to go with automation. And that's a critical component. You certainly don't want to be stuck with a vendor that is not going to grow with you. And we think that's an important part in any kind of selection in connectivity partners.
So in regards to brand agnostic connectivity, what kind of benefits can care teams expect once they have access to this vast trove of patient data?
Well, we really think that access to all this information is going to take hospital care to the next level. today, if you think about, you know, data, we typically are using it for patient monitoring. And, you know, moving from just monitoring to now care management is going to be the next level. So brand agnostic connectivity, number one, is all about taking data from all different sources, from all different devices, from really anywhere, not just point of care devices, but even laboratory systems and imaging systems, and so on. Once all this data becomes available, the possibilities become endless in terms of analytic solutions, scoring solutions, endeavoring into artificial intelligence. At Masimo, we've already created a number of these applications where we can take in all this information and we can have this automatic and continuous patient score that takes all this information and it starts to actually learn about your patient. It learns their trends and it starts to look at any deviation from their baselines and their normals. And it starts to give them a score. And again, it can actively prompt clinicians to take action, to move this patient into a higher care setting, or even potentially used as a way to help discharge patients sooner from the hospital, or just simply capture the attention of a clinician that, hey, this patient has some kind of issue, there's something going on, and we're catching it sooner rather than later. That's what we really want to see with kind of all this information coming together. You can start to see these trends, you can start to see this information, and bringing it in a brand agnostic way is going to be kind of the first step in getting to this kind of, you know, new level of patient care.
Great. So by collecting all of this patient data, aggregating it and making it available across the continuum of care, how does it help increase hospital efficiency and workflows?
Hospital efficiency and workflows are absolutely critical to any care setting. You know, if you think about the life cycle of a patient, having them come into the hospital, have their procedure done and exit the hospital as soon as possible is typically the safest route for that patient. And so anything we can do to help increase that efficiency and make that workflow as seamless as possible is certainly going to be a very attractive proposition to not only the hospital, but also that patient and their satisfaction there. So when we start to see all this data flowing and when we start to automate things like documentation into the EMR, we start automating, you know, patient scoring, when we start automating patient notifications, bringing all this data into single displays for, you know, reduction in cognitive overload, that's where the efficiency comes into play. That's where we can start to kind of make these flow paths for patients much more smooth and much more systematic, regardless of the time of day, or, you know, whether it's the middle of the week or the end of the weekend. It's always going to be very efficient across the entire hospital. So that's really the idea of aggregating this data and then making it available truly anywhere in that whole continuum throughout that patient stay.
So let's finish up by diving into how hospital automation can help bridge the gap between the hospital and the home.
We see home care as kind of the next frontier. Today, you know, a patient's care is just managed at the hospital. They come in and from the moment they're in the hospital, they're well cared for. And as soon as they leave the hospital, it simply goes from very high quality of care to absolutely nothing. And we think that that's going to need to change as the future comes. You know, we're starting to see this already. We know there's a number of patients who have chronic conditions. We know that patients who come in even before surgery need to be at a certain level in their own health to help optimize the surgery or to help optimize the procedure. Or even after that procedure, being able to leave the hospital sooner, recover at home, be in a more comfortable environment while still having a level of monitoring or a level of oversight by your clinicians is certainly a beneficial thing. When we look at hospital automation, you know, we started connecting devices, we started connecting data, we provided surveillance monitoring, we looked at alarms, we looked at notifications, we started running analytics. We're now taking that whole platform, and at Masimo, we are moving all of that into the cloud. And we can now take that same level of monitoring that we have in the hospital and be able to provide that from truly anywhere, whether your patient's at home or in a hotel or anywhere else, we can actually bring that level of monitoring there. So hospital automation is something that's going to make the hospitals certainly very efficient, improve those workflows, improve patient outcomes, and potentially reduce that cost of care. We think that's going to be very beneficial to bring to outside the hospital as well, and help our patients transition from in-hospital care to out-of-hospital care, and hopefully keep them at a state where they hopefully don't need to return to the hospital. Now we can manage those care, we can manage those symptoms outside of the hospital more effectively, more efficiently, and hopefully improve the satisfaction of that patient and the clinician together.
Great. So if I think about key takeaways of hospital automation, I think of, efficiencies across workflow, cost efficiencies, and, all of that in support of improved patient care and better outcomes.
That's exactly it. Our mission at Masimo is to improve patient outcomes and reduce the cost of care. We've built that statement into every one of our products and solutions. We truly take that to heart. So, there are, solutions out there. There are technologies out there which are really amazing things, but offer very limited value. And, we've tried to take this kind of mission into every one of our products and really make sure that that's our guiding principle with everything we do. So we're not just creating technology for the sake of technology, but truly to improve these outcomes and reduce the costs.
Thank you, Devesh, for being with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me here.